of the airwaves. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about anything you want. 855-450-FREEZE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You may get interactive by submitting things to our site. You find something online that you think's interesting, you think our other listeners would enjoy it, you submit it as show prep, and then those other folks will vote on it, and you get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head over, get interactive at freetalklive.com. We'll tell you more. For those of you just tuning in, we were talking about Creflo Dollar, the megachurch pastor who is now being accused of punching and choking his teenage daughter in the middle of an argument. We will return to that story in a moment. But first to Jeff in Massachusetts, listening in Boston. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you're on with Ian, Julia, and Mark. What's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to the podcast from a few days ago, and you were talking about gay divorce and wondering why states had a residency requirement to get divorced.
Yeah, because it's getting in the way of folks who might, say, move to another state, or not move to, but visit another state to get married there where gay marriage is legal. They then move back to where they're from or go back to where they're from, and if they decide to get divorced down the line, it's much more difficult to get the divorce than it is the marriage certificate because of certain residency requirements and that you have to live within, you know, have lived within the state for like 6 months to 2 years. So what do you say the reason is for that?
Well, it's not specific to gay marriage, it's just for marriage in general, but to prevent people from forum shopping and trying to pick this state or that state to get divorced in to try and get laws that may be favorable towards one side or the other for alimony or child support or whatever it is.
Yes, I've heard about this in novels, that kind of thing. If you're wealthy, don't take a trip to California with your wife that you might want to divorce you.
Hmm. Yeah. So... wait, so you can get a divorce anywhere is what you're saying, and so therefore the states know that, in theory, that you can go anywhere to get a divorce, so they put on all these restrictions.
Well, it's so that if you live in California, but California is going to give your wife all your money when you divorce her,
mm-hmm.
they don't want you just filing for divorce in Texas, and your wife trying to file for divorce in Rhode Island, and everybody trying to jump from one state to the other.
But ultimately, okay, so both parties have to live in the same state for that period of time in order to be divorced? Or is only one party that has to live there? Do you know?
That probably depends on the state, but it's to keep it so that you have to file for divorce in your state
Thanks for clearing that up, Jeff. I appreciate that information. Anything else you want to share?
That's it for now.
Thanks for the call, sir. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
That must have been a question you asked on Friday night when I wasn't here.
It must have been, yeah. We were talking about the issue of gay couples trying to get divorces. It's much more difficult for them because gay marriage is only available in something like six states. So therefore, in order to get the divorce, they have to literally move to the state from which they got married and stay there for quite a lengthy period of time.
In some cases, yeah.
It can be kind of inconvenient for people with, a career.
Yeah, it would make me wonder about those six states that one could get divorced in because, I suppose you could, if you really want to get divorced, you could say, hey, if a state will allow you to move there and then the next day get a divorce,
it's not like that. The time range is 6 months to 2 years.
Is that all the states?
That's what we were told by the guy that brought this up initially.
See.
So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. You can, of course, bring up whatever's on your mind. College Park, Georgia is the site of this story of Creflo Dollar.
By the way, they've gotten much better in the last half decade at determining whether or not you're using some private mailbox address, if you're filing for something with the state or even credit agencies. Everybody has pretty much gotten good at the trick. Yeah.
How do you know that?
No, because I have a private mailbox, and I don't have a mailbox, at my house, so I only use my private mailbox for things.
And you're saying you've been having trouble with government guys?
They will not let me use that as a residence under, several different organizations, state and private, have, distinguished that was...
Well, your experience your mileage may vary. I mean, Mark, your experience is not necessarily going to be what another person's experience is.
No, no.
And, of course, there are always other options, like maybe having a friend or someone you know in that state be willing to claim that you live at their home. That could be a possible way to get around this.
I would, you know, I can't think of anybody I know in North Dakota. So, I mean, that's not always an option for everybody.
So, back to the story here from College Park, Georgia, where megachurch pastor Creflo Dollar has been arrested on charges regarding misdemeanor counts of simple battery and cruelty to children. Of course, we're talking about his teenage 15-year-old daughter. They were in the middle of an argument. He was arrested after his 15-year-old daughter called a 911 about 1 a.m. on Friday, told a Fayette County Sheriff's deputy that she and her father had argued when he said she couldn't go to a party. Police report says a girl told a deputy that he charged at her, put his hands around her throat, began to punch her, and started hitting her with his shoe. The deputy noticed a scratch on her neck. The report said the deputy also interviewed Dollar's 19-year-old daughter, who said her father grabbed her sister's shoulders, then slapped her in the face and choked her for about 5 seconds.
It's absolutely terrifying to think about being choked by somebody that much larger than you. Like
Absolutely.
Your father. I mean, I'm thinking about right now, if a man held me against the wall and choked me, I would be pretty terrified. But when I was 15, I mean, I think I would be, like, traumatized. I'm not laughing because it's funny.
Yeah, but
I'm laughing because you're uncomfortable.
Yes.
She said her sister tried to break free but did not fight back. When her father threw the 15-year-old on the floor, the older girl ran to get her mother. Dollar's wife, Taffy, told the deputy that she did not see the fight. Dollar launched into a lengthy denial of the allegations from his pulpit on Sunday, saying that the truth is that a family conversation with our youngest daughter got emotional, and emotions got involved. Things escalated from there. He said the mark on her neck had been there for about 10 years and was caused by a skin condition, eczema. The truth is she was not choked, he said. She was not punched. There were not any scratches on her neck, but the only thing on her neck was a prior skin abrasion from eczema. Anything else is exaggeration and sensationalism. And what if he's telling the truth? I mean, that his two teenage daughters, they were upset because they weren't, you know, she wasn't allowed to go out to some party that she wanted to go to, and so they made something up about dad.
Wouldn't be the first
time. Chris and I did that once.
Made stuff up?
Yeah.
About your dad?
I remember one time, like, he was really he would yell and throw things around and make a scene.
Beat the dog.
Yeah, exactly. He never hit us, but we wanted him gone, so we made up some stories about him hitting, and my mom got really mad, and it was dramatic.
So it was found out that you'd made up the stories?
I'm not sure that it was found out. Like, we were never confronted. It was just...
But you didn't go to the cops or...
Yeah, we just decided to drop it, I guess.
You kind of used it to threaten the parents, is what you did?
Yeah, I mean, he was a jerk, and we didn't want to live with him anymore, so we wanted our mom to leave him, but... We gave up.
So you floated the story by the mom first, and then...
Well, and she got pretty riled up, and she...
Didn't have wet legs.
Well, she was kind of, I think, trying to scare us to maybe get us to admit that we were lying. She didn't say, are you lying, but she said would say, you know, do you want me to leave him? Do you want me to leave him? And I think threatened to, you know, break up the family. We don't want to break up the family, and I think eventually got us both kind of upset, and it was left alone.
Hmm.
We were young.
So yeah. You never
well,
know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, breaking up a family is a big deal.
Well, yeah, and so you never know. I mean, who is really telling the truth? Tremolo, who called last hour, said he absolutely believes the allegations, having been raised in a similar church and knowing the atmosphere and the way some fathers treated their children, that this was very likely, he said, that this man was behaving in this way. But ultimately, it's going to be the two teenagers versus his story. His congregation appeared supportive on Sunday, of course, giving him sustained applause as he took the stage. As he spoke, people in the sanctuary yelled encouragement, "We love you! And we've got your back!" As he talked about the difficulty dealing with teenage children in a culture of disrespect, many in the crowd nodded in agreement. Members of the church seemed to close ranks around Dollar before he addressed them from the pulpit on Sunday. Dozens of people approached by the Associated Press as they arrived for the service declined to comment, and the few who did expressed support. After the service, many were still reluctant to comment, but those who did said they were satisfied with his addressing.
If you don't want teenagers, or if you think it's difficult to raise them, you probably should not have children, because that's coming.
Mark, are you ready? 10 more years.
Well, these kids are raised in public schools. The most well-behaved kids I've ever seen are homeschooled.
That's a good point. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Tell your stories about perhaps the church you grew up in or whatever abuse went on there. It's Free Talk Live.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you got to get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 11th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.94.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.34.14, $8.17.07 for a half ounce, or $408.54 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.34.14, $8.17.07, and $408.54.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30 year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled DeseretFoodStore.com. Foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring us anything you want. 855-453 is the number. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. Tonight it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And those features include archives going all the way back to late 2006. Go click, download as many as you want. They're all completely free. over at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can click over to our SoundCloud page, and that makes it really easy to share the episodes of Free Talk Live that you would like to share with your friends, maybe on Facebook or Twitter, perhaps on your WordPress blog. There are different buttons. You just hit the share button on any SoundCloud download option or on any, I guess, what do you call them? The waveform, I suppose. SoundCloud's a pretty neat way to experience audio on the internet. So if you're looking for our SoundCloud link, it's on the left-hand side of freetalklive.com underneath the listen section under listen and share. So 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number here. More about the mega church pastor accused of choking and beating his teenage daughter. First, Troy is with us listening in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Troy.
I would like to share a story, if it's okay.
Sure.
And I think it's totally wrong. I would hope you would agree with me. I met a guy last August. I met him in jail, actually.
Okay.
You know, I went to jail for 15 days because they found a beer in my house. And I was talking to this guy. He came in.
Is this you're on probation or something like that? And
one of the
criteria is that you not have.
Yes, but you know, I'm not here to complain about my situation.
I'm just asking.
I'm here to complain about his situation.
Okay.
You know, I'm talking to him. He's on probation because he was $17,000 behind in child support.
Mm.
Which that's bad. But he's on probation for child support, a whole lot of money. He's been working for several years. Okay. Paying his child support like he's supposed to. When, you know, these people where I live, they drive by his house one day and he's, you know, drinking a beer on his front porch. Okay? And, you know, talking with him, you know, because I know he wasn't lying because when I'm talking to him, they had my beer bottle. They showed him my beer bottle, which was a Bud Light Lime. And he was telling me, you know, he said, Troy, you know, I mean, he wasn't proud about being behind in child support, but the thing is, he's like, you know, when I get out of here, I'm not going to have a job. And that is how stupid the system is. This man
Absolutely.
Is on probation for child support, and you put him in a situation where, guess what? He's going to lose his job and not be able to pay that child support because he's drinking a beer on a porch like so many Americans do.
Now, But before we go on here, I just want to make sure I'm clear. So he was on probation for not paying child support, and then part of the criteria of probation was, you know, not drinking beer, and then he was drinking beer, and they caught him. Is that essentially what happened?
That is exactly what happened.
Okay.
And are you going to defend the system? So
no, I don't think anyone's going to defend the system.
Just asking.
I want to just point out how retarded it is that why would not drinking be a part of child support? Like
it's just
nothing,
probation. It's just a part of probation.
Is it a rule of every probation?
It's very standard.
Yes, it is. And it's stupid. It is stupid.
You can not only can you not drink, but if you're living at home, let's say he was to move back in, because you know a lot of times
I know what you're going to say.
Right. When a lot of times you're going to get out of jail, you like you said, you lose the job, so you probably also lost your house. So you move in with your parents. Well, guess what? Mom and dad can't have a beer in the fridge either. They can't have any wine in the cabinets. You know, there's just no alcohol is even supposed to be in the premises where you're living.
I mean, I don't think that it's right in situations where people are arrested for drugs. But I don't see how it could even be justified
it's
when
just
someone's arrested for anything
probation.
Else.
Standard probation, because they want it to be as
right.
difficult as possible so they can violate your probation over and over again and keep bringing you back to jail.
And this doesn't help the mother, you know, the whomever
no, it doesn't help anybody.
Owes the money to. She's not getting money while he's in jail, and she's going to get less money when he gets out.
That's
because
right.
he doesn't have a, you know, he no longer has a steady job.
And he'll be behind the ball even more when he gets out because they're not going to put the payments on hold because he's in jail. So he's going to rack up more debt to his ex-wife in this case.
And does anybody even care? I mean, it's not even me, and it drove me nuts.
I heard you, man. I was in jail with a lot of these guys.
It drives me freaking nuts. I mean, I want to scream. I want to yell. I want to cuss people.
And the answer is very few people care about the men behind bars and the women
you're
behind
right.
bars.
You're right. I mean, I was there. You're exactly
yep.
right.
I've been there, too. And there's plenty of people in the jail here in Cheshire County and all around the world in these jails. Plenty of them are there for a violation of probation. I mean, basically, the jail was populated by four types of people. There was a handful of actually dangerous folks. There were some pot smokers. There were some guys that were drinking. There were some guys that were driving to work. And then the rest of them were violation of probation for things like drinking and smoking pot. I mean, that's literally what the whole makeup of the jail was. And you know what else? They're also using these guys as slave labor. So essentially, the guys that are in the jail as a sentenced offender are then sentenced to work on the jail work crew, and they have to go around and do all manner of different jobs, get no pay whatsoever. At least when you're in prison, you get some piddly amount of pay. In jail, you get absolutely nothing. And if you don't do what they tell you, they lock you in segregation.
Yeah.
So essentially, you become unpaid slave labor for the county government in this case. And so basically, the county is going around arresting people for smoking pot or drinking, putting them in a jail cell and having them do work for them and paying them nothing for it. And then when they get out, put them on probation so they can VOP and go right back in and do it all over again. It's sick. And hardly anybody cares about them because everybody looks at a jail. Most people look at a jail and they tell themselves a story. They say, well, that's where the bad people are. And they just believe that everybody that's in jail must be there for a reason. And they must be bad. And so they just write them off. They don't even consider them as human beings. And it's outrageous. The only thing that you can do to fix this problem is to get rid of probation. That's the only way to solve it.
Probation should be for, like, you know, for when you do. Drinking a beer is not illegal. You're smoking a pot right now. I mean, I don't smoke pot, but it is illegal. I could maybe see doing it for that.
People who don't hurt anybody else don't belong in cages. So
yeah,
no, I can't see.
If you're a drug dealer on probation, you're smoking pot, I could see it for 15 days.
So what if you're a drug dealer? People have to sell drugs in order for other people to buy them. I mean, there's nothing wrong with giving people something that they want. I mean, you're providing something to the marketplace. As long as people are consenting, there's no crime. I mean, if there's no victim, if no one can identify harm being done to them, you don't actually have a crime. And that's how these jails are getting so populated. There's drug crime after drug crime, drug offender after drug offender being taken and put into these cages, having their lives destroyed, because the drug addiction is bad enough. But to add on to drug addiction, losing your house and losing your job, that just makes you more likely to come out and, you know, create another drug habit or a drinking problem after you get out of jail.
Well, why can't these people see it? Why can't they see it?
They're not looking.
I hate them.
Well, hate only hurts the hater. Troy, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. But I understand.
It's frustrating.
I understand the frustration. And I wish there was something I could do. I'm going to run for state rep this year, and one of the platforms that I'll have will be ending the war on drugs. So I think that's something that people can do, is they can advocate for it, for change within the system. Because even a lot of the guys that are running the jail, they know these people shouldn't be there. They know their jail is full of peaceful people who haven't actually harmed anyone else. But none of those people that think that way that are running the jail are all of a sudden going to just turn those guys loose. It's just not going to happen.
You can't.
Only one way you can fix it. 855-450-FREE. And the system sucks, but it seems like the only option.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands. And cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free number 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We have a number of features on our website, and one of them is the bulletin board system where you can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can enjoy their company, or you know, you can flame war each other, whatever you want to do, over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
And you get out of hand, Shaw will ban you.
Like the rest of the website, it's completely free. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, on the Free Talk Live BBS, there's registration involved. You've got to put in an email address. There's a process you have to go through. Not all message boards are like that. In fact, not all administrators think that's valuable. In fact, perhaps you'd rather have a message board on your site that's completely anonymous. Well, you can. And you can have it now by going to plainboards.com. I'm not exaggerating. You just go to plainboards.com, you punch in the name of the board that you want to create, and it's created for you, hosted at plainboards.com. It's completely anonymous. You don't have to log in. You don't have to give up any privacy-revealing information. It's just there. It's just created. And then you can share that link with your with friends or strangers or whoever it is you want to invite to your message board, or maybe use link to it on your website or embed it into to one of your site's pages. You can do all those things with Plain Boards. P-L-A-I-N, plainboards.com. Did I mention that they're free? You just go and create it. It's there for you. Plainboards.com. As we continue here with the story from HuffingtonPost.com, Creflo Dollar is his name, and he is what they call a mega church pastor. Last time we talked about mega church pastor on this program was Ted Haggard, who was a mega church pastor from Colorado when Ted Haggard was busted for having sex with a male prostitute while snorting crank. And
that's so awesome.
Yeah. And now another one has been busted. This time, though, for something much more, I think, objectionable. Look, I don't care if you have sex with a prostitute, and I don't care if you want to do drugs. It's your business. It's your thing. I think, obviously, you're a hypocrite if you're saying one thing on the pulpit and doing another. But ultimately, in the case of Ted Haggard, there were no victims. Ted consented with his prostitute lover, and he consented in the drug situation. In this case, with Creflo Dollar, we don't have a consent-oriented situation. We have a man who is much larger than his 15-year-old daughter, who allegedly punched her and choked her. And the 19-year-old daughter also says that she witnessed this happen. So
now, according to church doctrine, I would say that Haggard was the one who was the bad guy, and that Dollar's just trying to cover his butt here in a satanic twisted world, so that he doesn't go to prison. The Bible says if you spare the rod, you spoil the child, which means that all the parents that the weak and wimpy parents that paddle their children with a hand are not even going by the doctrine of the Bible, which says that you've got to use a rod. In order, and I'm not sure what the Bible means when it says a rod. I'm thinking you're not talking about a tiny little willow branch, or yeah. Like a little soda straw branch here. I'm thinking you probably need something a little bigger. But I mean, it's specific. It says rod.
Now, according to the church block, shall we say, they are behind their pastor. I don't know if it's 100%, but overwhelmingly, according to the Associated Press reports, Phyllis Wally, 23-year-old daycare worker who's attended church for 5 years, says, "When I first heard what he was accused of, I didn't believe it. I knew there had to be more to the story. Felt like he addressed the accusations today, and I believe what he said. To hear from him personally, I really appreciated that. I was glad to hear his side of the story." Others said the media blew the accusations out of proportion without having all the facts, and they felt vindicated after hearing Dollar speak. George Blake said that he thought the media rushed to tell the story without knowing the full story. He said, "I think you're looking at a bunch of sensationalism." The 49-year-old said he never questioned his pastor of 8 years. Blake said, "It's not up to me to be satisfied with what he had to say. This is a man of God spreading the word of God." Now, who would Jesus choke? That's what I'd like to say.
Well, I don't, we don't know what happened in this in this circumstance, but I don't find what these people's statements like. I never doubted it for a moment. That's not a very convincing, set of statements here. Well, I was shocked by the accusations. I wanted to hear what the preacher said. I did not want to pass any kind of judgment until I'd heard both sides of the story. Upon hearing the preacher's story, then I decided that his story seemed credible and plausible to me. And that he had not been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that he had committed this crime, and so therefore, I believe him. Now, that's not what they said. They said, "I never doubted it for a moment."
He's infallible. Right, he's infallible.
He's a man of God.
He's a man of God, and the church is organized in a hierarchical structure, and this man has power, and people fear that.
He only has the power that his parishioners give him.
Right. I mean, he doesn't have the ability to physically hurt anybody except his daughters. Apparently. But he does have power within the structure of the church, is what I'm saying. And
sure, but
people,
you could just decide you don't want to go there anymore.
Absolutely could. But if you're a true believer, then you are likely going to fall in line with whatever this guy says. It's a cult of personality situation.
I'll agree with you on that.
And people in positions of influence are likely to, be able to wield that influence. If you want to call it influence instead of power, Mark, that's fine. But this guy's got
it. It's a cult of personality. This is one of the reasons that Methodist churches move their preachers around. I think it's every 4 years or something like that, in order to not let – they don't get their roots in too thoroughly in one particular church. But, many churches are set up around the preacher. The preacher is the church.
Erod is with us in Georgia. Now, this story, by the way, about Creflo Dollar happened in the Atlanta area. Erod, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I just want to make a few comments about this whole Creflo.
Certainly.
About 17 years ago when I first moved to Georgia, I actually attended his church for probably about a handful of times and left. I didn't particularly care for his style of preaching. But at any rate, I don't know who's telling the truth, either him or his daughter. But in his defense, I can tell you a story that happened to me with my own daughter. And when she was, 13 years old or so, you know, they had to go after her. She was disrespecting her mother. She ran inside of her in the bedroom, you know, threw herself on the bed, and I was grabbing her. No, you're going to get up. You're going to do what this my mother said. You know, and I was kneeling on the bed, and my daughter screams out, "Stop raping me! Stop raping me!" And I just about fell out. I just fell out when she said that. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. You know, if I had a window open or something, I mean, what if a neighbor heard that? But, you know, it's just like I believe, I don't know, somebody mentioned earlier, you know, when you get to the teenage years, you know, there's going to be rebellion. You might get lucky. You may have this perfect child, but, you know, it's
not likely.
Experience. You know, yeah, exactly. It's not likely. There's going to be a period of time that you're going to look at your life and say, goodness gracious, was this worth it? Because it's not fun. They're going to rebel. So, again, you know, I don't know who's telling the truth, but I wouldn't, you know, totally pass judgment, you know, on Dollar, you know, that his daughter just didn't make up crap because she was just, you know, she wanted to go to a party or something. She couldn't, you know. And now she started a lie, and now she has to, well, I started a lie. I've got to continue with the lie. Got to get my sister to, you know, to back me up. I don't know. But
it's interesting.
Know.
So we've now had two calls from folks who've been to churches like this, because Tremolo called in the first hour, and he said that he absolutely believed this this could be a true story based on his experience with some of the people in this church, in a similar church.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've been to his church, like I said, you know, about a dozen times, half a dozen times or so. But, you know, and I'm not saying that I believe him, you know, but all I'm saying that it is completely, you know, realistic and possible that, you know, these girls are just lying.
No doubt.
It's absolutely possible.
It is possible.
What happens, what do you think would be fair, right, and just to do to this fella if the accusations were true?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I can't really imagine, you know, I mean, you know, don't think he should do it. But at the same time, I don't feel like this girl's going to be in any way benefited. These girls are going to be benefited if their father goes to jail.
No, that's what I mean. They should do nothing. Just drop it, go home, you handle your family problem like every other family does. That's what I think.
Erod, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. Your thoughts are welcome.
I have a solution.
What should be done in this particular case? Because I don't know. I would want to get some young people out of an abusive home. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty Stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company?
You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll see there completely free. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. You can head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with the AMP program, and AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And your $3 a month allows us to do a whole lot of stuff that would make, if we couldn't do what we can do because of the AMP program, we'd be hurting as far as radio affiliates are concerned. We wouldn't be able to go to these radio conventions that we go to. We just got back from New York City last week, where we had a great time meeting up with and schmoozing it up with the industry bigwigs, and I got to participate in the Talk Rumble panel, which was a dream of mine, so it was a lot of fun.
How was that?
It was a blast, and I'm hoping the video is going to be available at some point this summer. If so,
I would have done it so much better, Julia.
Really?
Yeah,
of course.
I kind of believe that.
Whatever.
I'm not saying that to be mean. I just, Mark is... He was a Republican more recently than you, so I think he can relate.
I was never a Republican. I just grew up in a Republican household.
You were in the Rush Limbaugh fan club.
Yeah, but I was 13 at the time. I was certainly not a Republican.
I registered for office today, to run for office today under the Republican ticket. So I would say I'm still a Republican to some extent.
Aww.
But I think that, you know, I can. I don't mind, you know, sugarcoating the message a little bit in order to, you know, the pill goes down a little better.
Yeah. Well,
Ian's a purist.
Clearly they wanted a Radical on stage, so that's what they got, and it was
everybody made fun of him, pot jokes the whole time. Why did you smoke the pot?
That's right. Todd Schnitt made that joke, and I was like, yeah, pass me the bong, it'd be great. So 855-450-FREE. I didn't say those exact words, but I said something to that effect. And I had a blast, talked about immigration and talked about gay marriage with a bunch of Republicans and Democrats, and it was good. It was the only time that anyone from...
Even the Democrats thought that his immigration policy was crazy. Hartman.
Yeah, Tom Hartman called me crazy, yeah.
No, he said that's crazy.
Well, wouldn't one have to be crazy in order to believe
you're
something crazy?
No. Somebody could just talk about a crazy idea without being crazy.
Okay. 1-855-453.
That's a relief.
toll-free number here. Anyway, it's your AMP dollars that send us these things and allow us to get on more radio stations, which allow more people to find these ideas. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, the AMP program also supports LRN.FM, which is another great way for people to hear liberty-oriented programs that aren't quite like Free Talk Live. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about Creflo Dollar. He is... What was it that he was called? Tremolo said he was called Million Dollar Creflo or something like that. This guy does a pretty good job for himself as far as business is concerned, and religion, in his case at least, is a business. Dollar, who has five children, this is from HuffingtonPost.com, is a native of College Park, Georgia. Again, for those of you just tuning in, this man has been accused of beating and choking his teenage daughter. Let's see. Native of College Park says he received a vision for his church in 1986. He held the first service in front of eight people in an elementary school cafeteria. His ministry grew quickly, and the church moved into its present location, an 8,500-seat sanctuary, on December 24th of 1995.
Whoa. That is a mega church.
Dollar said in a 2007 interview with the Associated Press that he renounced his church salary and his income only comes from personal investments, including a real estate residential property business and horse breeding company called Dollar Ranch. So he made a bunch of money on the church in the first 20 years of its life.
Nice.
And then renounced his salary after he'd invested a buttload of money in all manner of...
Fine, that's great.
It was like as though he's really doing something that's making it so he's an ascetic or whatever. It's ridiculous.
Well, I don't know that he's an ascetic. Maybe he's just saying that he has enough money.
He's also published more than 30 books, mostly focusing on family and life issues, including debt management. He said he sometimes got up to $100,000 for a single speaking appearance on his packed schedule of engagements.
Doesn't sound to me like he needs that the minister's salary. I mean, I think it's great that this church might be sending some money back to the community.
Along with Bishop Eddie Long, Dollar is one of the most prominent African-American preachers based around Atlanta who built successful ministries on the prosperity gospel, which teaches that God wants to bless the faithful with earthly riches. Ministers in this tradition often hold up their own wealth as evidence that the teaching works. You said,
Well, I'm just familiar with the prosperity doctrine.
Tell me more about it.
It's an evangelical doctrine. And I remember that Jesus and his crew, basically... wandered around with nothing but the clothes on their backs for 3 years. The prosperity wasn't really their thing, but they lived in poverty. The doctrine is that you should be wealthy, that God blesses his children with wealth, and essentially all you have to do is claim that for yourself.
I think that, I don't subscribe to evangelical Christianity or anything like that, but I think that there's plenty out there, and I think that people can be wealthy if that's what that's what they want to have happen in their lives.
The Bible does say that it's as difficult for a rich man to pass through the eye of a needle as it's as difficult as a camel to pass through the eye of a needle as it is for a rich man to get to heaven.
Does it say that?
Yeah, it does say that.
Okay.
There's some discussion as to what the eye of the needle is, as to whether or not it's the actual eye of a needle. This is one of the reasons that I do not think that the Bible is the unerring word of God, because why would God be so gosh darn confusing? But the eye of the needle is a small door in a gate to one of the sides of Jerusalem or something like
or
that.
Or whatever.
Right.
So it's open to interpretation.
Sure. So in one case, rich people can't get to heaven. In another case, it's difficult for rich people to get to heaven. I don't know.
Surely there must be pro-wealth passages in the Bible. Otherwise, what's this guy reading to his flock?
There are things that can be interpreted in that way, certainly.
Yeah.
It's just one of the, often preachers have these things that they pitch, right? And right now, this prosperity doctrine is something that people want to hear. And... there's always the fire and brimstone guys out there. People are pitching all kinds of different things. The Mormons, in some way, shape, or form, have found, they use the Bible and they use the Book of Mormon, and, they can have multiple wives. Who knows? Everybody's got something that they can extrapolate out of this book.
That was one of the things I missed a chance to talk about at the Talkers Seminar was polygamy. When we were talking about gay marriage, one of the panelists did bring up, well, if we just get to let gay marriage happen, we could have multiple wives soon. And I didn't get the chance to come out with, well, what's wrong with that?
So?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But and sometimes they just pass you by and you can't get in.
So. Yeah.
All right, so maybe...
There's a show on that I've seen called Sister Wives talking about this family that has, a husband and four wives. And You know, I think it's interesting that these families, well, you know, the math doesn't really work out. Basically, it's 50-50 in having males and female children, but somehow or another, all these husbands have all the, you know, these husbands have all these wives.
Well, they're excommunicating the males.
Not always, not always, no.
In some cults, that's
what
they do.
Some of them, they do. But what happens to these males? I guess they just, you know, they realize, well, I'm not going to get one of these, and so I'm going to move on. And I guess. I mean,
you're saying they're voluntarily leaving.
For every husband, you know, every husband that has four wives in these communities, there are three guys that can't, mathematically, aren't going to have them. So, you know, I'm not saying I'm for or against, but I'm against these cults that are sexist in the use of their polygamy. I think that, look, if he can have four wives, then one of those wives should be able to take another husband, and you know.
So they forbid that, is what you're saying, as part of the church rules.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Only men can have multiple wives.
In the history of polygamy, has that always been the case?
I'm certain that that's not true in the history of polygamy, mm-hmm. but it's certainly the history of the Mormon church.
Your thoughts are certainly welcome. If you'd like to talk about polygamy or Chris or Mr. Dollar here and in his situation, did he actually attack his daughters? And then, Mark, you said you had a solution. I don't know. Did we get to the solution?
We didn't. You know, but basically, you know, what is the solution to this situation? Now,
what should happen with a 15-year-old?
Right, as opposed to the grand scheme solution. In the short term, people should be able to drop or, you know, hold charges against, criminal charges against people themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the state will pick up charges if somebody decides not to prosecute.
Sure.
There's really not even an ability for a person to charge somebody else with a crime. The state charges. They tell the state charges. Well, it should be the daughter's decision as to whether or not to apply assault charges to her father.
And absolutely.
Then she can prove that case in a court of law. But the problem here is that she doesn't get to play that poker game where, you know, she, you know, gets whatever concessions out of her father she wants to get or whatever. The state decides whether or not they decide whether or not to pick up the case. They decide when to drop it, because it may be, like I said, not beneficial for this young lady at all for her father to go to jail. But if she could decide when she dropped the charges, if she decided to drop them the day before trial or right, you know, the morning before the trial or something like that, in order to get whatever settlement with her dad, you know, I'll never hit you again, and you know, here's a,
or she doesn't drop the charges,
I don't know,
or she doesn't drop the charges and chooses, because she's a sovereign individual, that she's going to move out of the house, because I don't think people should be forced to stay in a place where they want to be
away. How a 15-year-old is going to make a living.
More coming up here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Maybe she could have a family member take her in. Who knows? She should be able to choose to emancipate herself. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next. Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com, C-C-R-A-N-E.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.